This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And the disciples answered Jesus, "John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." Jesus asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone about him. Then Jesus began to teach the disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. Jesus said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. In our gospel lesson, Jesus asks two very important questions. First, who do people say that I am? And second, who do you say that I am? I think this second question is one we need to ask ourselves. Who do I say that Jesus is? Now, a quick glance at our gospel might suggest that this is an easy question to answer. After all, Peter gets it right on his first guess. And if Peter can get it right on the first try, then how hard a question can this really be? We might think this is a relatively easy question. We might answer, "I say that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, the Son of God, Emmanuel, the way, the truth, and the life, the Savior of the world." We might answer any of these and more, and we would be right. When asked to consciously answer this question, it's not a very difficult one. But as we read on in our gospel, we find that the question is more difficult than at first glance. You see, Peter has to answer this question not just once, while he is consciously trying to come up with the correct answer, he has to answer it again when pushed to really believe in his answer. When pushed to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and to believe in the Messiah as Jesus is, Peter struggles. The Messiah that Jesus is not the military hero overthrowing Rome that Peter and so many others want. Jesus is the Messiah who is rejected by the leaders of his people, who suffers for the sake of others, who dies on the cross. When Peter is pushed to believe in who Jesus truly is, to say who Jesus is beyond his conscious answer, Peter cannot do it. "Who do you say that I am?" It's not such an easy question to answer after all. What makes this question so difficult is that we don't get to answer it just once. We don't get to answer it just when we are consciously trying to come up with the correct thing to say. Belief is not a test. As if we can answer correctly on Sunday mornings and get a passing grade. Belief in who Jesus is, it is a way of life. How we live our lives, whether we are in church or anywhere else, answers the question, who do I say that Jesus is? So, how you act at the grocery store, in the car, when you're watching the Saints, when you're online, when you're making decisions at work, when you're at school or you're doing your homework, even in the privacy of your own home, how you act when you are in any of these places and all others answers the question, who do I say that Jesus is? Your belief in Jesus should inform everything that you say and do. And if it doesn't, you are saying that there are parts of your life that are off limits to Jesus. Or there are parts of your life that Jesus just doesn't care about. How you act in all of these places is the answer to the question of who you say Jesus is. And how you interact or fail to interact with your family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, pets, service employees, and the random people that you pass on the street. How you interact or fail to interact with all of these people, animals, and all others answers the question, who do I say that Jesus is? Your belief in Jesus should inform every interaction you have. And if it doesn't, you're saying that Jesus doesn't get a say in how you treat some people. Or Jesus just doesn't care about some people. Your faith in Jesus, it is not a test that you take on Sunday mornings, as if you can recite the creed once a week and pass the test of faith. Your faith, it's your way of life. And there is no part of your life that is off limits to God. And there is no part of your life that God does not care about. So the answer to Jesus' question, who do you say that I am, is not just what you say when you are consciously trying to think of the right answer. The answer to Jesus' question, it is the entirety of your life. Everything that you say and do, or fail to say and do. And the way that you answer this question, it leads to the answer to the first question Jesus asks in our gospel lesson. Who do people say that I am? How you live your life is your statement of faith, who you believe Jesus is. And that statement of your faith is what teaches others who Jesus is. What they say about Jesus will come from who you show him to be. And here we return to why this question from Jesus is so difficult. You make a statement about who God is, even when you are not thinking about God at all. You tell people who Jesus is, even when you think that you're not talking about Jesus. And you do this because you have taken Jesus's name. Each and every one of us, in calling ourselves Christians, we have taken the name of Jesus Christ as our own. So it doesn't matter if we think we're telling people about Jesus. We're always telling people about Jesus because we have taken Jesus' name as our own. It doesn't matter if we are thinking about God or not. Everything we do or fail to do is about God, because we have taken the name of the Lord. This is what that commandment is really getting to. Do not take the name of the Lord in vain. If we are going to call ourselves Christians, if we're going to take the name of Jesus Christ as our own, that is not something to be taken in vain, to treat as if it means nothing. Taking Jesus' name, it means that the entirety of our lives, every word and action and neglect, answers the question, who do I say that Jesus is? And it teaches others who Jesus is. Now, this can seem like a great danger, and it is. It is if we treat our faith like a test that we take on Sunday mornings. As long as I answer correctly on Sunday mornings, and then I pass the test of faith, and nothing else I do in my life matters. If that's how we treat our faith, then there is a great danger in taking the name Christian as our own. Or this can be seen as a great burden if we treat our faith as a laundry list of the things we're not allowed to do. The knowledge that we are constantly teaching others who Jesus is, whether we are consciously thinking about Jesus or not, it can be seen as a great burden or danger. Or it can be seen as the greatest opportunity and privilege. We don't get to answer the question of who Jesus is just once, because we get to answer it all the time. No matter where we are or who we are interacting with, we get to tell others who Jesus is through all of our words and through all of our actions. So my questions to you and to all of us today, who do you say that Jesus is? And how do you use every opportunity in your life to teach people that? If you say that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, then how do you tell people that? Not just by saying Jesus is the Good Shepherd. How do you show them How do you live your life in such a way that the people who know you know that that's who Jesus is? If you say that Jesus is the Messiah, then how do you live your life in such a way that everybody who knows you knows that that is who Jesus is? In our gospel, Jesus asks us a very difficult question. Who do you say that I am? And it's hard, not because we don't know the right thing to say. It's hard because the entirety of our lives is the answer. And this can be viewed as a great burden that we have to be aware that we're constantly representing Jesus. Or it can be viewed as the greatest honor of our lives that we get to teach people who Jesus is with every word we speak, with every action we take. So, siblings, who do you say that Jesus is? And how do you use every opportunity in your life to teach people that? Amen.